It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Jim Simon is the managing editor of the online news, and you're are you on that on the line there, Jim? Can you hear me?
I am, Catherine.
So you have a story about dental care in the state. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a story that was done by Anita Hofschneider, one of our reporters here, that really looks at the crisis situation for dental treatment for the poor in Hawaii, where there's really few options and little funding for low-income people who need everything, routine care from, you know, having your cavity filled or some sort of other treatment. And there's very few options for that. And that leads to a situation where many wind up seeking dental care in emergency rooms, which, of course, is the most expensive option by far. And as Anita found, the demand is really huge. She really discovered that by talking to folks in the long line outside of a Kalihi community clinic of folks who were seeking dental care, reduced price dental care at a community clinic that's available a few times a week. And she told the story, a really poignant story, I thought, but very typical story of a man named Lee who's on Medicaid, which in Hawaii does not cover dental care, who had this incredible tooth pain but was told it would cost him $1,500 for a reconstruction of his tooth. Really all he could afford, and the doctor sort of acknowledged that, was just to have his tooth pulled. And like a lot of folks, he actually turned to prayer to deal with the pain. And his quote kind of stuck with me. Is it worth paying $1,500? That's kind of a stupid question. But when you don't have the money, it's everything.
Wow. Yeah. And tooth pain is terrible pain.
Yeah. It's awful if you've ever had it.
Wow.
And I think one of the situations here is a decade ago, to put this in some context, in the middle of the recession, the state really cut all Medicaid funding for non-emergency adult dental care for adults. And so only in an emergency situation do you get funding if you're a Medicaid patient. And that really leaves Hawaii in the minority of states that don't really provide anything for routine coverage for adults. And it's really a funding issue, strictly. Advocates push the legislature to begin funding dental coverage again this year. The governor, Governor Ige, asked for about, I think, $11 million in combined federal and state funding. The head of the House Finance Committee, Sylvia Luke, blocked it. She argued the real cost of providing this care was more like $43 million, and that was just too expensive for the state. And the state has sort of waxed and waned in providing this kind of care, but really since 2009, it hasn't been available.
Now, I've often heard of stories where you have students who were studying to be dental hygienists, and they would look for patients to practice on. I mean, what about that service that might be available?
Well, I don't know so much about dental hygienists, but this problem is compounded by the fact that Hawaii doesn't have a dental school at all. So, you know, in many states, dentists, for example, dentists in training provide that kind of care. You know, people can go there and get cut-rate care. So the situation here is exacerbated by not having a dental school. And it's also exacerbated, I think, by another factor here. Hawaii does, unlike 75% of the nation, does not fluoridate its water.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So, yeah. And, you know, there's kind of another double whamming that even where Medicaid funding is available for kids for dental care, very few dentists want to take it because the fees for Medicaid patients are so low.
Doesn't pay. All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That was Honolulu Civil Beat Managing Editor Jim Simon with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.